What does that be? Oh, glory God. You have a pulse, these eyes of yours, built by God. I mean, He created you with love as a masterpiece. Did you know that? If you don't know that, I want you to go to the Word. And the verse of the day in my app is, man, in the Word, this is powerful. 139, Psalms 139. That is one of the scriptures that when I first entered in the book of life, in the beginning, I just asked to be led, you know, like, what do you want me to see, Lord? Because I had to pray about moments, Lord. I had to, like, the devil didn't want me to retain anything, didn't want me in. And that was a battle within myself, too, the thoughts that I had to say, nope, take authority on that. But Psalms 139, it's speaking of that, like, you were knit, formed in your mother's womb, like, with love. He knows what you're going to say before you say it. And guess what? On the last part, it's saying, Lord, just examine my heart. If there's any path of pain, any offense, anything that I'm still walking in, that you help me with. I mean, give me strength. Ask for that. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and you will open. But you have to ask. You have to speak to the mountain. Last night in our service, it was talking about, you know, Pastor Roddy is awesome. Y'all are awesome. We have the best church. We do. Best body of Christ. Unity. Love. I mean, strength. But that's what he's talking about. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the mountain. Because you don't, like, it's not going to just move. You're not going to be like, God, like, move this mountain for me. No. He's not our servant. We are a servant of the Lord. He sets you free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so you speak to it. But that heart of yours needs to be examined. I know mine does. I just spoke to a really big mountain last night. And a lot of mountains lately. You wouldn't know, like, what I've been through, what I'm going through still. But I'm going. I'm pushing. I'm saying no to anything that is trying to be formed against me. Because no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. You are loved. You are whole. Healed by His stripes. Declare it. Speak it. Know His word and what He wants you to do in this life. Because it's your instruction book. It's not like, open it up. Like I say this almost every time. Open it up. I read it. The end. Bedtime story. All right, I'm good. And I'll just, you know, get my ticket to heaven and that's it. No. Even my son at like 10 years old said, Lord, if there's, like the ticket to heaven, it's not meaning like, okay, that's it, ticket to heaven and we're good. No, it's about what you do down here, bringing heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be it His name, the glory all to him, not us, him. And imagine if you went right now. Your time has come. Went to the Lord and said, man, Lord, you're my Savior. Thank you. And He says, yeah. But what did you do with it? Those people that crossed your path, did you tell them about that? That I set you free? That I shed my blood and have made sin for the forgiveness of your sins? Set you free from the kingdom of darkness? Did you tell them? So whoever's crossing your path today, speak. And ask for that boldness. It's taken a lot of courage this past 3 years. After, you know, meeting Jesus, my best friend. So these mountains, they ain't got nothing on me. It's about the climb. You know, no fall is bigger than faith. That's what I always say. So get out of that mindset. Go to Psalms 139 and just meditate on that today. And the other one that popped out, I'll say it almost every time. Psalms 18:18. When I was at my weakest, my enemies attacked, but the Lord held on to me. He's holding on. But you might not see it because you're blinded. Because you're not going to His word and seeing who you really are. So speak. He loves you. So get up.